You need this. Pitch 13. Anxious Cyborg. Last week, history podcaster Noah made enough money to buy food. He's still not used to the change. Let's see how his principles hold up against solvency.
Selling out is easy to do. It's not so hard to find a buyer for you. When money talks, you're under its spell. But what do you have when there's nothing left to sell?
Hello, Histo-remixers. Histo-remixians, listeners to the show. You might notice a little extra pep in my voice, some more pop in my filter. Thanks to last week's sponsors, I'm still eating solid food. I'll admit, I was worried about all that old worm talk, but the flavor is right there. Besides, 500 calories a day comes with some crazy mental clarity. It makes some recent mistakes a little embarrassing. During our Verdun recap, I flipped France and Germany 2 or 3 or 10 times. Think of all that as an alternate history exercise. Noah is back, and so is history for history's sake. And our sponsor's sake. See, I've had some trouble sleeping lately, admittedly. Now that I can think, I keep imagining the future, and it's not perfect, or neutral, or livable. While hunger made calorie-saving sleep easy, now unease keeps me up like espresso. Intravenous espresso, injected between my toes. I needed to stop thinking thoughts or die of exhaustion. Then I found our first sponsor, Slab. For ages, mattress companies have raced each other in softness, support, and podcast representation. Three dead ends. A soft, supportive bed leaves you with your mind. Alone. And that's a war crime by any standard. To quiet the chorus of screams, you need hardness, resistance, slab. Each slab is cut from genuine Egyptian limestone. A true king bed. The size is a little imposing at first, and then you notice the weight. Getting your slab to the second, third, or in my case, 23rd floor can be tough, but it's worth it for that taste of pharaonic luxury. I don't pitch you anything I don't use, and I've owned Slab for 2 weeks and got it into my apartment last night. It's the best rest I've had in ages. After getting your slab up that last flight, I guarantee you will pass out. Then you wake up, and the fear is back. You can try to slow your heart down if you like failure. Or enjoy a nice coffee and push it into a pleasant hum. No brand pushes hearts harder and faster than Hermes Coffee. Hermes works with their coffee at every stage of production. From slavery to wage slavery, letting them keep quality high, constant, and free of union drama. When you drink Hermes, there's no middleman between you and flavor. That relationship between servant and master gives Hermes its unique kick. They use one fuel to keep the harvest rolling, Hermes Coffee. Management knows that tight product makes 16-hour shifts possible, and fun. And indentured gardeners feel a genuine connection to their work. A constant GMO-enhanced connection. There is more caffeine in a Hermes bean than the old FDA could handle. But the new FDA gets it. Whew! That is a lot of sponsorship. And there's more. This is a history show, after all. And the history of mankind is the history of money. I didn't want that to be true, but once you embrace the truth, you can enjoy the truth and profit from the truth. Maybe you're afraid of poverty. I should have been, because poverty makes you a feral, desperate thing. a lesson more of us learn every year. There's a new escape route from American poverty. Prospector. Like many of you, I bought, sold, and regretted selling Bitcoin. And 1,000 shitcoins afterwards, and the trends after that. Prospector takes the guesswork out of finding new gold rushes. You will know the next big thing. For once, you can be early, you can be first, you can ride to the moon of financial and thus mental stability. Prospector's bespoke algorithm monitors over 200 subreddits, crypto whales, and 4chan tripcode users to find the next pump and profit frenzy and get you in before the press. That said, it only identifies the opportunity. It falls on you to decide how much to put in and when to get off. But why get off? The moon is right there. And you could be too. You fear missing out. That fear kept your ancestors alive in the caves. Now let it keep you alive in the flames. Man, that last one was intense, but I'm trying to give sponsors a little more creative freedom, some rope. They deserve the ability to write their own history. They've been helping me to write mine. Now, Reagan has his critics, but would you believe he was technically human? Remember when you start